Two Langford councillors want the city's staff to explore all legal options, including land expropriation, to secure public access to one of the trails at Bear Mountain Resort. Councillors Keith Yakucha and Kimberly Geary introduced a motion at Monday's council meeting after Eco Oasis, the owner of the private lands at Bear Mountain, stepped up enforcement of its $45 fee and requirement that non-resident hikers sign a waiver for use of its trails. The move has created an uproar in recent weeks for non-residents who use a portion of a Bear Mountain trail that connects to Goldstream Provincial Park and cuts in half the distance to the peak of Mount Finlayson. Heard clear from the community that what was happening around access to the provincial park was unacceptable, Yakucha said on Twitter, adding the motion allows us to explore options to restore public access. The notice of motion directs staff to explore all legal options, including expropriation, to secure public access over privately held lands known as 1270 Bear Mountain Parkway within Langford by way of a statutory right-of-way over portions of the Strata Road known as Academy Way and the Bear Mountain Golf Course. Yakucha's motion also directs staff to work with the District of Highlands to see if it would be willing to secure access to the adjacent lands north of 1270 Bear Mountain Parkway. The motion will be debated at the June 19 council meeting. Eco Oasis, which has more than 500 acres of golf courses and trails, started charging a $45 day pass fee and requiring a signed insurance waiver for any non-residents nearly 2 years ago for golfing and use of its activity center. The requirement was added for trails last June, and enforcement was increased this spring. Eco Oasis Chief Executive Dan Matthews said last week the company needed to add the trails to the resort pass system to mitigate legal risks for its land on Skirt Mountain, also known as Bear Mountain. "We held off on the trails because of COVID and the need for people to recreate," Matthews said. "But insurance has changed since COVID and we have to follow best practices that our insurance company requires of us." He said liability waivers are commonplace for participation in recreational activities. Residents and visitors have been critical of the pass system, which is being enforced by Bear Mountain staff. Sherita Bain, visiting from Aberdeen, Scotland and staying at the Bear Mountain Weston Hotel, said last week she and her husband specifically chose that hotel as part of their trip to BC because they wanted to climb Mount Finlayson. "Our reason for climbing is very special in that Finlayson is my maiden name," said Bain. But the Scottish couple immediately hit a roadblock. "When we started at the trail, the road was closed and there was a man in a golf buggy redirecting to the activity center," she said in an email. "A very rude girl said no, you need to pay $45 each to sign the form. I said we were guests at the hotel and that we were actually playing golf in the afternoon. But, it made no difference. We were still being charged $90 to cross a path." Bain said a resident agreed that it was ridiculous, and advised them to drive 7 kilometers to Goldstream Park and access Mount Finlayson at the base. "We did this, and it was a much more arduous climb and we actually did not reach the summit," said Bain. "Rather disappointing that this one element of our trip to British Columbia and Alberta has been a letdown." D. Closter at timescolonist.com. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.